This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 13th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather remains warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild evening, while Jerusalem sees clear skies. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, making for a lovely night out. Here are today's headlines. First, in Washington, the U.S. Army has launched a new wave of attacks in Iran. These are aimed at disrupting Iran's ability to target civilian and commercial vessels, according to Walla in reporting from Justin. Also, a major security operation is underway in the U.K. Over £250 million and hundreds of police officers will protect Jewish communities over the next 3 years. This comes from Israel Hayom, reporting earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF has killed Hamas terrorists in the northern Gaza Strip over the past 48 hours. Jerusalem Post provides details of these separate strikes targeting attempted attacks on Israeli soldiers. Separately, Iran has vowed to defend the Strait of Hormuz. Qatar has stated it reserves the right to respond to recent Iranian strikes on its territory. Ynet reported these developments earlier today. And finally, Lebanon is facing a challenging situation. As Hezbollah pushes back, there's a potential opening for an understanding with Israel. This is covered by Ynet Global. From X, the latest. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613, posting just minutes ago, shared footage of large smoke columns rising along Iran's Avaz Haftgel highway. This highlights the ongoing tensions in the region. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli activist, expressed outrage earlier today about anti-Semitic abuse directed at two Jewish men in Australia. He described the vitriol as sickening. IL Red Alert, tracking real-time missile alerts, reported just minutes ago that projectiles struck areas in Iran's Khuzestan province early this morning. Damage assessments are currently underway. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military action. Washington has ordered more attacks targeting Iranian capabilities, intending to reduce threats to civilian shipping. This move, reported by Walla, comes as tensions in the region escalate. The implications could affect international shipping lanes and regional stability. Turning to the U.K., Israel Hayom has shared details of a comprehensive security plan. Over 500 police officers, both in uniform and plain clothes, will safeguard Jewish sites across the country. This plan aims to prevent hate crimes and ensure community safety amidst rising concerns. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent actions in Gaza have seen the elimination of Hamas operatives. According to the Jerusalem Post, these strikes follow attempted attacks on Israeli forces. This ongoing conflict underscores the fragile security situation for civilians living near the border. Separately, Iran's stance on defending the Strait of Hormuz raises the stakes in the Gulf. Ynet reported that Qatar's warning of a potential response adds another layer of complexity. This could lead to heightened diplomatic tensions and impact global oil markets. And finally, Lebanon's internal challenges are highlighted by Ynet Global. The Hezbollah factor complicates potential progress with Israel. The situation remains delicate, with significant implications for regional diplomacy and security. On the economic front, first, a new report from CTEC discusses the role of AI in decision-making. It suggests that while many executives struggle, AI's full potential remains untapped if seen only as an automation tool. This has significant implications for businesses looking to innovate. Separately, MyHeritage is set to lay off 15% of its workforce. Globes reports that this affects staff across Israel, the US, and Europe, reflecting broader trends in the tech industry. And finally, according to Walla Business, the best company to work for in Israel has been named. The high-tech sector continues to dominate the rankings, with the aerospace industry making notable gains. This highlights the competitive landscape for talent in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.